You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, we have not one, but two Katies on the line.
Double Katies?
Two back-to-back Katies. Oh. Unless it's the same lady on two different phones. I don't know. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What are your big plans this weekend? Doing anything fun?
We're actually sitting in the parking lot at Waterworld.
Oh, what a good day to go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 96 today
or
something.
Hopefully the rain holds up.
Oh, it
will. Yeah. It's like 73 right now. A little cool.
You know they have over 52 slides and attractions there, don't you?
Yeah, this is our sixth time here this year.
Whoa, Katie. Leave some water for the rest of us. Well, how fun. Good
Katie's
for you.
Got a lot of her DNA floating around in that at that park. A
lot of Katie hair in those filters.
All right.
Good. Have fun.
Ready to play some rattle off with us?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, why not? Give it a shot.
Yeah, might as well. What do you got?
10 seconds. We need five cities or towns that begin with the letter S, as in Sam. Five cities or towns that begin with S. Ready and go.
San Francisco, Seattle.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Sheridan.
That's good.
Oh. Savannah. Ooh, na, na.
Ooh, I love Savannah. Superior, right there up in
Santa Fe. Sacramento. Oh.
It's harder when you're on the spot. You know, you do it in the car and it's so much easier when you're not.
You seize up a little, don't you?
Well, put your sunblock on and have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Katie.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Katie number two. Maybe after we're done talking to you, you could be number one in our hearts, but we don't know yet.
Oh, I'm already number one in your hearts. You don't even have to debate it.
That's it, huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's just kind of muscling. Jeez. She's elbowing her way into our hearts here.
Very forceful. A little awkward now.
Totally worth it.
Are you forceful with everything in your life, would you say?
I don't know if forceful is the word. Confident.
That's good.
That's good. I like that. What do you do for a living?
I teach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you better be confident and forceful.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I teach 4 and 5-year-olds.
Ooh. What? Oh.
Ouch.
No, they're great. I love them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great age.
Other people's 4-year-olds, love them.
Mm-hmm. The more in the room, the better, really.
I can't be around enough other people's 4-year-olds.
Yeah. I love it when they cough on me and have runny noses. That's the best.
Yep, that is my job.
That is your job, Katie.
That's funny. What are you doing this weekend for fun?
I'm going to go to the Ren Fair on Sunday, and then I have plans tomorrow, but I absolutely forgot what they are.
Do you dress up when you go?
I might. It's supposed to be rainy and cool, and I don't know if I want to dress up and get it muddy, but I might.
Oh, you have to.
That would just add to the whole ambiance.
Yeah.
It's like back in the day, everybody was muddy. Yeah, in the Middle Ages, it was a mess. In fact, you shouldn't even bathe between now and then.
No. No bathing, no shaving, nothing.
Spill food all over yourself. Let your hair just go wild.
Yes.
Have you seen what people look like in the Middle Ages?
Don't brush your teeth.
Yeah. In fact, knock a few of your teeth out before you go.
And then when you're there, slurp up some of the dirty water on the ground, too. Get Giardia.
Yeah.
Let's make this an authentic experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass, but thank you.
Any chance you could develop the Black Plague before you go?
Come on.
Oh, that depends. It seems like the world's working really hard at that.
Yeah.
All right, Katie. Well, have fun. Eat a chicken leg or turkey leg or whatever they got. A leg of something.
Speaking of which,
no, I love getting their spinach pies. That's my favorite thing to get when I go there.
Spinach pie.
Yeah. Ugh. It's just really good.
You lost us, Katie. You had us right up to that moment.
Is it just the name or is it truly a pie made out of spinach?
Oh, it's like spinach and cheese. And it's like a pie. It's good. It's a hand pie, so it's small.
Hand pie?
You're a hand pie. Okay.
Can I go backwards a step since we mentioned the plague?
Please.
Sure.
I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to have to paraphrase. But somebody posted something on social media that was really funny. It was like a chalkboard that somebody had written on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but it was something along the lines of, we're going to have to stop using the expression, avoid it like the plague, based on the number of people who apparently don't make that a priority. Yeah, you know, essentially what they're saying is there's so many people who don't, even they have the opportunity to avoid it, and they don't.
Right.
We got to stop saying that because apparently people don't care.
Yeah, they're like, whatever.
Accurate.
The way they had it worded was far superior than what I tried, but let's play rattle off. Katie, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Jeremy threw this one at me just about a minute before we opened the mics to do this, and I like it. You know those summertime lawn games, Katie? You play certain games out on the lawn in the summertime?
Yes.
You need five of those. Ready and go.
Lawn darts, frisbee, volleyball, badminton. What's that one with the... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you were doing so well.
You had four in like 4 seconds.
Cornhole. I needed cornhole.
Cornhole.
I even have cornhole. I was trying to think of the one with the mallets and the balls and the thing.
Croquet.
Good Lord. And then, I did not think of that.
Good
bocce
Lord.
Ball. Bocce ball would have worked.
Oh, I love a good bocce ball.
Oh, man. Katie.
My son and daughter-in-law got us a set of lawn bowling. It's these little pins that you set up
That's
and you
great.
Play bowling out on the lawn.
You'll never use
like
that.
Like one of those, you know, multi-play sets for the backyard. So I was trying to list everything on there.
You're so close.
I thought you had it because you had four really fast, and then you froze, Katie.
Croquet just left my brain, 1,000%.
Listen, have fun at the Renaissance Festival, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, boys.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Jeremy, please greet Tracy.
Tracy, it's about time you called us.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you guys
We're
today?
Really good today. It's been a good show today.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Friday.
Jeremy was mad at me earlier, but I think he's over it now.
Yeah, that's in the rearview mirror now.
He's no longer mad at me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Because
we were going to break up the show, actually.
I was going to leave the show at 7 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put on his big girl pants and got over it?
I put on my big girl pants.
Thank you, Tracy.
More or less, Tracy. You summed it up.
She shoots, she scores.
That's right.
Time of the goal. He did put on his big girl britches, and he's all better now.
Everything's dandy.
Good. We all have to do that once in a while.
What are you doing this weekend, Tracy?
We're doing movie night with our neighbors tonight, and then going to breakfast with some friends on Sunday and going to a garden show.
My goodness, it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You know, we do judge you based on what your movie choice is for movie night, so what's the movie?
It's a kid's movie. It's that Raya and the Last Dragon.
Oh, yeah, that just came out on Disney, huh? What do you have?
It's all about our grandkids and our friends, so.
Huh.
Are you gonna have kids there, or is it just all adults?
Oh, it's all kids.
Oh, okay, because
be
I was like,
that would be hilarious.
This group of adults sitting there watching a cartoon. I'm like, well,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, there's worse things, though.
You know, I could see Tracy and all of her friends getting really stoned and putting on, like, some sort of cartoon.
Hey, let's put Monsters, Inc. on.
A bunch of bags of Doritos, and they're just, yeah.
What are your snacks for the movie, Tracy?
Oh, we're just going to do pizza and the regular. We have a big popcorn machine. And it'll be a fun time.
You have a popcorn machine?
Yeah, one of those.
Wheels, and you make authentic movie popcorn?
Yep, it's a regular commercial size popcorn machine.
Hmm. You guys must
How
love
does the popcorn.
Popcorn
turn out? Is it actually pretty good or not?
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You always see those in, like, when you go look at new houses, like new builds, you know, they've got them all staged, and then you go downstairs and they've got, like, a movie room and they've got one of those shoved in the corner. And you're like, who actually buys that? Nobody's using those.
Tracy does.
Tracy's using them.
Mm.
All right.
All right, very good. Are there going to at least be some adult beverages at this party? Tracy?
I think we lost her, Dom. The popcorn machine fell on her.
It blew up. She's been kerneled to death.
The butter's so hot.
Tracy?
Tracy, where'd you go?
We've talked to her for 3 minutes and 17 seconds, and then we lost her?
She's a charming woman. That's awkward.
That's terrible. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
Hey, Eddie.
Eddie's going, I'm glad they lost her because it gives me a chance to win. Right, Eddie?
That's right. Stepping up to the plate.
Eddie's coming in hot.
Eddie, what would be, you know how these baseball players have their walk-up music when they go to the plate? What would your song be?
My song, Riot Maker, Tech N9ne.
That is not something we would listen to.
Is that like a death metal or something?
No.
Is it rap?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Right.
Okay. All right. You know, there's not a, you know, think, I was listening to an interview with that producer, Rick Rubin. He's produced a ton of hip-hop stuff and metal and everything like that. And his point was that there's not a lot of difference between hardcore hip-hop, rap, and metal. He goes, they come from the same place. It's just a slightly different style. And the more I thought about it, he's right. There are a lot of similarities between metal and hip-hop. And a lot of people say, no, there's not. But there is.
I've never thought about that.
A little bit of a different style, but they come from the same place inside your soul.
You ever think about that, Eddie?
From the heart, definitely.
Definitely.
I'm surprised Dom didn't know your song, though. Dom's really into hip hop.
It's all right.
It's all right, Dom.
What are you doing this weekend, Eddie?
Elitches.
That'll be fun.
So we got somebody in the parking lot right now at Waterworld, and we got Eddie going to Elitch's. You guys are having way more fun than Jeremy and I are having.
I'm moving rock today. Moving river rock. Yeah. All right, Eddie.
Okay, Eddie, you don't have a whole lot of words to say, so let's see if you can play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Got it.
He's got it. You're a chill dude, Eddie.
Have you smoked something today?
Dom.
Absolutely. Not. Thank you.
Okay. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need 5 summertime smells.
Oh.
5 very common smells that you might, that you pick up during summertime. What would those 5 smells be? Eddie, ready and go.
Mold, moss, trees, flowers, chilies.
Pot weed, right, Eddie?
Let's go.
No, time's up, buddy.
Chili's,
like the restaurant?
No, like roasted chilies.
Oh, hatch chilies.
You know, mold and moss and stuff like that, and trees. He's right. I mean,
sure he is.
They're things that pop out in summertime.
And honestly, you do drive down the road in the summer, and you do smell a Chili's restaurant if you want to go that route as well.
That was a very unusual grouping of items, Edward. Are you an Edward or an Eduardo?
Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Go by Eduardo.
And we say you are a winner.
Oh, snap.
What's up?
Eddie in the house.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Dude, you're going to the Globetrotters. Have fun, all right?
Yeah.
Bring your lady friend.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you'll hold on, Josh will chat with you, okay, buddy?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wonder whatever happened to Tracy.